Well, there are reports Boeing is rushing to install new safety devices in its 737 MAX airliners after two of those airliners crashed in 6 months. The most recent was the Ethiopian Airlines crash less than a fortnight ago, but last October, a Lion Air flight crashed into the waters off Indonesia shortly after takeoff, killing everyone on board. The families of 17 of the Lion Air victims, including at least one Indonesian member of parliament, have filed a lawsuit suing Boeing in the United States. Their attorney, Charles Herman, is currently in Indonesia. I spoke to him a short time ago and asked him about the victims he represents.
They span all across society, every walk of life, from members of parliament to high-ranking government officials to laborers, and in some instances, people who were housewives or retired. Mr. Dollar was a member of parliament from Bangkal, Penang. Latif is high-ranking in the Ministry of Finance. There were a number of people from the Ministry of Finance on the plane. They had been attending a conference.
You filed a lawsuit in Seattle on behalf of the families of these victims. What are you alleging that Boeing failed to do in that lawsuit?
Basically, two categories of failures. First, the equipment failed. This was a relatively brand new 737 MAX, about 2.5 months old. And somewhere in the flight control system, whether it was the MCAS, the MCAS, or the angle of attack sensor, failed, giving a false reading that the plane was about to stall, which kicked in the MCAS, forcing the nose of the plane down. There was a tug of war for several minutes, which the pilots lost as it crashed into the sea. So there was an equipment system failure of the plane. That's number one. Number two, to try to save money in training, Boeing did not even advise the pilots of the presence of this brand new computer system, MCAS, MCAS. The pilots didn't even know it was there, and they gave no specific instructions on how to respond should there be a failure in the system. The pilots literally were fighting a ghost. Now we know that the pilots were desperately searching through manuals trying to figure out what was going on with the plane.
And you said just then that the pilots were flipping through the manual as the plane was going down. We've heard reports in recent days of what was on the black box voice recorder in the cockpit of the plane. What do those reports tell us about the last moments of the crew?
As I understand the reports, they have, I should say this, they have not released an official transcript of the cockpit voice recorder. But what has been reported is that the co-pilot actually started praying on the way down. I suspect that at that moment, he realized there was no pulling it out. He was asking God for a miracle, and which, of course, didn't come.
Associated Press is reporting that Boeing is preparing to install a new safety feature on the 737 MAXs, which will be a light which alerts pilots as to whether the sensors are faulty and something's wrong. What do you make of those reports? Is this an admission that something was wrong from the outset?
Before I'm a lawyer, I'm a human being, and we certainly want our skies and our planes travel to be as safe as possible. Frankly, I applaud Boeing at this point to come up with a proper safety device that would alert the pilots and to give proper training so that if they do have a malfunction, because anything that can fail will fail eventually, and the pilots need to know how to correct it or how to shut it off so that they can fly the plane.
Lawyer Charles Herman speaking there from Indonesia.